Elementary students got a chance to grill their MPP on Timmins history today. During Take Your MPP to School Day, Bertha Shaw Public School students asked Timmins MPP and Minister of Mines George Peary about Timmins history, career, and family. District School Board Ontario Northeast, DSB1, invited all the MPPs in its catchment area to visit schools during the event, and Peary welcomed the chance. "It's the best part of the job," he said. "I said that when I was the mayor, and it's another occasion today." The students asked about everything from the Dome Mine to the Second World War and how government decisions get made. Connor Shannon said he was interested in Peary's answers to questions and the stories he shared. "It's really cool that he goes to the schools like this, and it's good for the town," said the grade 4 student. "It's great that people know the history of the town. That's important." Shannon and his classmate Caden Draper both said that learning the history of their hometown is important. "It's one of my favorite subjects," said Draper. "I looked up a bit of Timmins, but mainly I like focusing on the big wars and stuff." Peary agreed, saying that events like this where he gets to interact with the children in the community are a great chance to connect. "When you meet some bright kids who want to participate and get involved, it's very rewarding," he said. Bertha Shaw Public School is part of Peary's history, as his middle school graduation was held there in 1967 when the school opened. "The school is a lot bigger now than it was then," he said. Peary's grandchildren were in the group he spoke to as well. After the presentation in the school's gym, Peary toured classes, visiting Shelley Sheck's grade 2 class and Myra Ryan's kindergarten, grade 1 class. Students showed off the projects they were working on and informed Peary about their work to help pollinators. DSB 1 Director of Education Leslie Dye also said visits like these are an excellent opportunity for people to see the work students are doing. "His message to our students really resonated with them in terms of know your local history, be positive, be proud, and plan for the future," she said. "We're so proud of the work that's happening in our schools."